Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Bchairis, Perik Vav, Mishnah, Yud, Beis. Like with almost every rule, there's always something that's like in between. It's not just that a mum is good or a mum is not good. There are mumim that work for one thing but don't work for something else. For example, there are certain types of mumim that are going to stop a bchar from being brought as a carbon. You can't bring this as a carbon. Not with that mum. Ah, it's a bchar, very good. So could I just shecht it and eat it? No. But it's not a good enough mum, or rather, the right way to say it, it's not a bad enough mum, it's not a serious enough mum, for you to have the green light to just be able to shecht it and eat it. Let's see our Mishnah. Sakta Mishnah Elu, these are the mumim, she'ein shechtin aleyen. It's serious enough that you can't bring this as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Loi ba-Mikdash, you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, it's not serious enough to give us the green light and stam to shecht it. V'loi ba-Medina, you can't use it in the Medina either. Well, if I can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and I can't shecht it, what can I do with it? Says the Bat Tanura, wait for it to get another mum, a mum kavua, so you should be able to shecht it. So what are these mumim that are bad enough to prevent it from being brought as a carbon, but not bad enough for us to say that it's a mum and you can shecht the bchar stamazai? The first one is chavarvad, white spots in the dark part of the eye. Vamayim in water or tears, she'enan kivuyin. See, earlier in Mishnah Gimel we learned that you have chavarvad and mayim hakvuyim, that are mumim gemurim. Those are conditions that don't go away. And when these conditions are temporary, so it's enough to block it from bringing a carbon, but it's not enough of a mum to allow us to shecht it. Baitre says, the Mishnah of Echita of Apnimius, these are the back teeth, shenivgamu, gemu, where something is missing from it. Avaloi shenekru, but it's not totally ripped out. If they were totally ripped out, it would be a mum shebegoli. And it would be mutter to shecht it chutz liazara, but it's not totally ripped out. So it leaves us in a position where it blocks us from being marked as a carbon, but it's not a serious enough mum to give us the green light to shecht it. Vayter says in Mishnah Valgarov, that's a kind of shchin. It's a type of shchin that's moist both on the inside and the outside, says the Bat Tanura. Wait a second, well, the Torah says Garov, and the Torah lists it as a regular mum. So the Bat Tanura, no, that's the dry one. The one that's not a good enough mum to be able to just plain shecht it for chulin, that's the one that's moist. What's the difference? The moist one is more likely to heal. Vayter says the Mishnah ubal yebelis, or it has a wart on the white part of its eye, but no hair is growing from it, so it's not so repulsive. Not enough to shecht it as chulin, but again, problematic enough that you can't bring it as a carbon. Ubal chazazis, or he has some kind of a blister, something like a boil on his skin. It's a moist one. The Bat Tanura explains again, if it's moist, it's likely to heal. So it's only a mum oiver. But if this same blister is wettish on the outside, but dry on the inside, it's not going to heal, and that's considered a mum kfua. Or it says the Mishnah of Azaken, it's too old. For an animal, it's after it's 3 years old. The Rambam says an interesting thing, or it starts shaking from old age when it stands. V'chaylor, it's very sick. Not, may not be in danger of dying, but it's sick. Umezoyam, or it has a bad smell coming from it. Shenev de bayaveir, an aveir was done with it. Ushehemis hasadam, or it killed a person. Alpi et echad, oy alpi habaylam. See, normally, if a shar kills a person, the shar is chayav misa. So really, if you have to kill the shar, it's not nogeya. But in this case, the only way we know that the shar killed a person is because one witness or the baylam are telling us it happened, so the shar does not get misa. Or v'tumtum v'andereigenis that are both safik zachar, safik nekeva. In all the cases that we just learned, loy b'migdash, you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash because there is a problem, but loy b'medina, you can't shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash because it's not a good enough mum, or as explained, a bad enough mum. Rabbi Shmuel says, in the case of an andereigenis, ain mum gadol mizeh, there can be no greater mum than this. And it could be shechted outside of the Azara. The Chachamim say, Einoi Pchar. This is a separate halacha, says the Bat Tanura. Now the writing is that a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekev is Bechal, not a Pchar. Pchar is only a Zachar. Ella rather, because it's not a Pchar, Nigzas, you can shear the wool, and never work with it. So once again, a list of things that can't shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not serious enough to say it's a Mum Kvua, and then you could shecht a Pchar. white spots in the dark part of the eye, or waters in the tear, when there are conditions that are not permanent. Remember in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that you have to do a certain test to figure out whether it's permanent or not. If its inside teeth are missing pieces but not ripped out, if it has a moist scab, that's going to heal, or it has a wart on the white part of its eye, but there's no hair growing out of it, so it's not so repulsive to say it's a mum kvua, or it has a moist kind of a blister that could also heal, or it's too old, or it's sick, or it has a bad smell coming out of it. Now, if you walk into a barn, it never really smells very good, but obviously this is worse than the regular. Or an aveda was done with it, or it killed a person, and this particular behemoth is not going to get misa because there's only an eid echad, or the bailim are telling us about it. Or it's a tumtum and androgynous, which is safik zachar, safik nekeva. So you can't bring it as a carbon, but it's also not a mum that you could just shecht asra viyazar. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees in the case of the androgynous. He said there's no greater mum than this b'char. Chachamim say that it's b'chlal not a b'char, and you can shear its wool and work with it.